All right, now everybody tuned in to Taking Notes with Randy podcast. Tonight we're here to talk about the Hungarian dialect. A lot of people really don't know about this topic. I know a little bit about it, so I can explain a little bit and just go into a little bit of detail and try to compare it to certain incidences that has happened and just inform the people of what this is and how to watch yourself and look out for different things that's happening. All right, well, the Hungarian dialect was named after a guy named Friedrich Hegel, born 1770 and died 1831. He was a German. His last name, Hegel, which gives you the name Hegelian dialect, is basically a process of problem, action, reaction, solution. They cause the problem to create you to react, a reaction, and then give you the solution for the problem they created. You know, we could look at certain instances that has happened, like Ferguson with the murder of the guy there by the police, and all of the brothers that stood up in a community, how they were murdered. They were brought out to the spotlight. So I believe the object of that was to just pull those guys out, the leaders in the community, so they can knock them off one by one. So you got to pay attention to the things you sign yourself up for, the groups you align yourself with. You know, because there's going to be things that's happening, that's going to happen, that's going to make you, probably make you want to join some kind of organization or group. You call yourself wanting to help or something, but do your research and look into this organization and make sure you know what you're getting yourself. I'd rather just not even join it. Just, if you want to do something, do it on your own. Do your own thing, you know. But I just want to go a little bit deeper into this Hungarian dialect, the methods, the mass manipulation. You know, the dialect is one aspect of the methods, the science of knowledge. Not to look for methods, use logic. There could be basically any outcome. You will not expect to use your logic, but you have to use it. This is where they have two opposing forces put together, meaning they put both sides there to cause this friction so that both are destroyed to create another outcome, another different outcome. You cause friction between the opposing side to eradicate both sides to bring new order or laws. The ends justify the means. If anybody's ever heard of Albert Pike, he's the well-known Luciferian. He wrote, "We shall unleash the atheist and the denialist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which is in its horrors will show clearly to the nations the effect of the absolute atheism, organ of savagery and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the minority or revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude." Disillusion with Christianity will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of pure doctrine of Luciferian. The destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Written in the book, The Fourth Right of the Rich, Griffin, page 71-72. And which is also the same thing too, this is also a part of Freemasonry, which is led primarily by the Pope. The Pope, Purism, and Jesuitism. So those are the main ones that's really running a lot of this thing. You know, what you see going on is like wars against different Freemason groups. One of these groups is trying to take order, take over of what's going on. So once they finish that, then we really got to look out. And the Jesuits right now is who run what's going on here. That's why when the Pope came, all you saw was a lot of Jesuit themes and stuff going on, all on the buses and everything. So everybody just, you know, basically gotta pay attention and, you know, like different scenarios you see, like the Las Vegas shooter. You know, who was that guy? Who put him there in that hotel, you know, to do that shooting? So what that did was get the people riled up. They rallied for the gun control, you know, and now is, you know, it's a big issue. You got the people that's out there marching with the guns now. They was just out there the other, you know, a couple days ago. So basically just paying attention and knowing what's going on around you. So hopefully everyone can do their research. That's the reason why I named this Taking Notes, because I'm taking notes along with you. So we all have to spread the notes. So tune in next time to the next episode. I appreciate everyone. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Taking Notes with Randy Podcast. Today is March the 9th, 2020. And today we're going to talk about this coronavirus. As you see, the whole world is up in panic and uproar and afraid. What I'm learning from this thing is somebody was, you know, brought to my attention how they are saying that the disease, really the virus, comes from bats and certain kind of snakes. And when you really look at it, you look at bats and these snakes, they all are nocturnal animals or creatures, and they can't come out into the sun. You know, they live with this virus and they can't come out into the sun. And corona, the sun is made up of corona. That's what the sun is made up of. And Trump made a statement stating that in April that this virus will vanish just as quickly as it has arrived. Now, we all know that in April is when the summer solstice or the spring solstice will come into effect. That's when the sun is at its highest peak. So could it be that the sun is what kills this virus? Normally, all bacteria or airborne bacteria, normally the cold air is what kills it. When the wintertime comes around, all of the bacteria that's in the air dies off. But with this one, is when the sun comes around that kills it. We have to start looking into things that will be useful and beneficial to your body. What I have been using is Irish moss and Iceland moss. They are two separate types of moss. Actually, the Iceland moss is an algae. It's not considered a moss because the Iceland moss has two parts to it that comes together to form the algae. And the Irish moss is strictly a sea moss. Both of them is from the sea, but the Irish moss is strictly a moss. The Iceland moss is a lichen. The Irish moss, once you boil it down, it will turn into a gel form. You have to boil it, strain it, then you put it into the refrigerator and let it sit and turn into a gel. The Iceland moss doesn't turn into a gel. You boil it and your water will change colors. The vitamins and the nutrients and the minerals from the Iceland moss will be in your water, and you will be able to taste a difference. The main objective of these two things is their purpose is to get rid of mucus. So you can use that internally, but you just don't take a lot. I will use a teaspoon once in the morning with the Irish moss, a teaspoon of the gel, mix it with a drink first thing in the morning, and then maybe at night. Now you have to watch with your medication, because this is a natural substance, and all your medications come from natural substances, natural plant-based things that are, you know, plants and things like that. So if you're on medication and you decide to use the Irish moss, take a day off from the medication and use the Irish moss just to see how it will affect your body. The first time I used it, I could feel a difference inside of my body. Now the Iceland moss, it won't gel up, so it will stay in a liquid form. The best way to use that is, once you make the tea out of it, I'll pour maybe two teaspoons into a cup of water and drink that. You're going to taste the difference. If you don't taste a difference, then there's something you're not doing right. You may not be cooking it right, boiling it right. Let it boil to a high temperature for at least 15 minutes. By the time you're done, your water should be a bluish green. And I prefer not to use regular spigot water. If you can find you some coconuts, get you some coconuts, crack the coconut open, and use the water that's inside of the coconut. If not, you go to the store and you find you the best kind of coconut milk or water that you can use. The reason why I'm talking about is the moss is, your body is made up of 106 minerals. This moss has 96 of those minerals. So once you have those minerals in your body, now you look for other vegetables and fruits that you can add to it that will add more minerals and nutrition to your body that will build you up, that will heal your body. Now, one other thing I would like to say is, for the people that, you know, we all talk about keeping your body alkaline, which is a good thing, and it is a true thing. But your stomach is acidic. Your stomach has acid. That's what breaks down the food in your digestive tract. So you must be careful that you don't alkaline your stomach, because once you alkaline your stomach won't be able to break down your food or whatever you have inside of your stomach. So you must keep your stomach acidic, but you try to keep it balanced. You use alkaline water. You know, you can alkaline your water. You find you some hibiscus flowers or rose petals, and you can put them in your water and let them sit in your water. Your water turn red and you drink that. That will alkaline your body. You also can do cucumber water. Cucumber and mint water. Just let that sit in your water overnight. Chop up some cucumbers. Slice up some mint. The reason why you want to slice the mint, because once you slice it, the oils will come out of the mint. and you put that into your water, and now you have the mint oils inside of your water. So you let that sit overnight, and then you drink that in the morning. And what that will do is that will flush your system out completely. And then you can start adding other vegetables or fruits, you know what I'm saying? Whatever else you want to add to your body to build yourself up. Just pay attention to every part of your body, to where you can basically tell where you need to work on. And then you look up certain fruits and vegetables that work towards that area. What I have learned is most or any and every fruit that's good for you looks exactly like the organ that you want to work on. Cucumbers. Everybody know what cucumbers look like. Penis. And that's what cucumbers are good for. Tomatoes. Tomatoes look like a heart. And tomatoes is good for your heart. Walnuts. Walnuts look like your brain. So they are good for your brain. You know, so you find and you look for different colorful. They must be colorful. Fruits and vegetables that will, you know, help your organs and your body. So this is basically some of the information that I have now. Hopefully I can have someone that's going to come on here and we can talk and go more in depth with this. But anytime I have any information, I will bring it to the table. And if anybody else has some information, please inform me, send me a text, a message, or anything that you think that I need to know. Thank you. Have a good night. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Taking Notes with Randy Podcast. Today is March the 9th, 2020. And today we're going to talk about this coronavirus. As you see, the whole world is up in panic and uproar and afraid. What I'm learning from this thing is somebody was, you know, brought to my attention how they are saying that the disease, really the virus, comes from bats and certain kind of snakes. And when you really look at it, you look at bats and these snakes, they all are nocturnal animals or creatures, and they can't come out into the sun. You know, they live with this virus and they can't come out into the sun. And corona, the sun is made up of corona. That's what the sun is made up of. And Trump made a statement stating that in April that this virus will vanish just as quickly as it has arrived. Now, we all know that in April is when the summer solstice or the spring solstice will come into effect. That's when the sun is at its highest peak. So could it be that the sun is what kills this virus? Normally, all bacteria or airborne bacteria, normally the cold air is what kills it. When the wintertime comes around, all of the bacteria that's in the air dies off. But with this one, is when the sun comes around that kills it. We have to start looking into things that will be useful and beneficial to your body. What I have been using is Irish moss and Iceland moss. They are two separate types of moss. Actually, the Iceland moss is an algae. It's not considered a moss because the Iceland moss is it has two parts to it that comes together to form the algae. And the Irish moss is strictly a sea moss. Both of them is from the sea, but the Irish moss is strictly a moss. The Iceland moss is a lichen. The Irish moss, once you boil it down, it will turn into a gel form. You have to boil it, strain it, then you put it into the refrigerator and let it sit and turn into a gel. The Iceland moss doesn't turn into a gel. You boil it and your water will change colors. The vitamins and the nutrients and the minerals from the Iceland moss will be in your water, and you will be able to taste a difference. The main objective of these two things is their purpose is to get rid of mucus. So you can use that internally, but you just don't take a lot. I will use a teaspoon once in the morning with the Irish moss, a teaspoon of the gel, mix it with a drink first thing in the morning, and then maybe at night. Now you have to watch with your medication, because this is a natural substance. And all your medications come from natural substances, natural plant-based things that are, plants and things like that. So if you're on medication and you decide to use the Irish moss, take a day off from the medication and use the Irish moss just to see how it will affect your body. The first time I used it, I could feel a difference inside of my body. Now, the Iceland moss, it won't gel up, so it will stay in a liquid form. The best way to use that is, once you make the tea out of it, I'll pour maybe two teaspoons into a cup of water and drink that. You're going to taste a difference. If you don't taste a difference, then there's something you're not doing right. You may not be cooking it right, boiling it right. Let it boil to a high temperature for at least 15 minutes. By the time you're done, your water should be a bluish green. And I prefer not to use regular spigot water. If you can find you some coconuts, get you some coconuts, crack the coconut open, and use the water that's inside of the coconut. If not, you go to the store and you find you the best kind of coconut milk or water that you can use. The reason why I'm talking about it, the moss, is your body is made up of 106 minerals. This moss has 96 of those minerals. So once you have those minerals in your body, now you look for other vegetables and fruits that you can add to it that will add more minerals and nutrition to your body that will build you up, that will heal your body. Now, one other thing I would like to say is for the people that, we all talk about keeping your body alkaline, which is a good thing, and it is a true thing. But your stomach is acidic. Your stomach has acid. That's what breaks down the food in your digestive tract. So you must be careful that you don't alkaline your stomach, because once you alkaline your stomach won't be able to break down your food or whatever you have inside of your stomach. So you must keep your stomach acidic, but you try to keep it balanced. You use alkaline water. You can alkaline your water. You find you some hibiscus flowers or rose petals, and you can put them in your water and let them sit in your water. Your water turn red and you drink that. That will alkaline your body. You also can do cucumber water. Cucumber and mint water. Just let that sit in your water overnight. Chop up some cucumbers. Slice up some mint. The reason why you want to slice it, slice the mint, because once you slice it, the oils will come out of the mint. And you put that into your water, and now you have the mint oils inside of your water. So you let that sit overnight, and then you drink that in the morning. And what that will do is that will flush your system out completely. And then you can start adding other vegetables or fruits, you know what I'm saying, whatever else you want to add to your body to build yourself up. Just pay attention to every part of your body, to where you can basically tell where you need to work on. And then you look up certain fruits and vegetables that work towards that area. What I have learned is most or any and every fruit that's good for you looks exactly like the organ that you want to work on. Cucumbers. Everybody know what cucumbers look like. Penis. And that's what cucumbers are good for. Tomatoes. Tomatoes look like a heart. And tomatoes is good for your heart. Walnuts. Walnuts look like your brain. So they are good for your brain. You know, so you find and you look for different colorful. They must be colorful. Fruits and vegetables that will, you know, help your organs and your body. So this is basically some of the information that I have now. Hopefully I can have someone that's going to come on here and we can talk and go more in depth with this. But anytime I have any information, I will bring it to the table. And if anybody else has some information, please inform me, send me a text, a message, or anything that you think that I need to know. Thank you. Have a good night.